Nolte, remember, there was bipartisan support for impeaching Clinton and against impeaching Trump. By John Nolte on December 19, 2019. As our hideous and hideously corrupt media openly celebrate the Pyrrhic victory of impeaching President Trump, here is something they will never tell you. When President Clinton was impeached in 1998, there was indeed bipartisan support in favor of his impeachment. This is in stark contrast to Trump, for whom the bipartisan support was against impeachment. The impeachment of Bill Clinton was not, as the fake media would like to believe, a party line vote. Quite the opposite, in fact. 5 congressional Democrats voted to support Clinton's impeachment. Representative Virgil Good, DVA, Representative Ralph Hall, DTX, Representative Paul McHale, DPA, Representative Charles Stenholm, DTX, and Representative Gene Taylor, DMS, all voted in favor of at least one or more of the 4 impeachment articles. The reason for this is simple. Clinton was guilty of felony perjury. Guilty as hell. He lied under oath. He did commit a crime. This crime was caught on videotape. After Clinton left office, he was stripped of his law license for committing this crime. What's more, Clinton's perjury was germane to the issue at hand, which was his treatment and attitude towards women. Generally, if you lie about something that has nothing to do with the specific issue, you are not charged with perjury. For instance, if you say, "I was walking to the store when I saw the murder," when the truth is that you were going to visit your secret gay boyfriend, you're not going to be charged with perjury because you still witnessed the murder and didn't lie about that. Clinton lied about the very thing he was required to tell the truth about. That matters. Clinton was also guilty of obstruction of justice. He suborned perjury from Monica Lewinsky about the gifts he gave her. He also told her to lie about the affair. At the time, neither he nor Lewinsky knew Linda Tripp had her on tape discussing the affair. And Clinton didn't know Lewinsky had an incriminating DNA sample, so they were sure they could get away with it. None of this is arguable. What is arguable is whether or not you overturn a presidential election for crimes committed by a guy looking to cover up adultery. And reasonable people, even those who had no use for Clinton, like myself, said no. Almost exactly 20 years later, we had another bipartisan impeachment vote. But this one was in opposition to the impeachment of President Trump. While Democrats, and Democrats only, voted to impeach the president, the vote against impeachment was a bipartisan one. Joining every single Republican against Article 1 were 2 Democrats, Representative Colin Peterson, DMN, and Representative Jeff Van Drew, DNJ. Joining every single Republican against Article 2 were 3 Democrats, Representative Van Drew, Rep. Peterson, and Representative Jared Golden, DME. Also voting against impeachment was Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, who voted present on both articles. Impeachment also cost Democrats a congressman. Freshman Representative Van Drew, DNJ, not only voted against impeachment, he will soon officially join the Republican Party. So overall, on both impeachment articles, 3 Democrats joined Republicans in saying no. And again, the reasoning behind the bipartisan vote against Trump's impeachment is simple. Unlike Clinton, Trump was not charged with a crime of any kind. Democrats could not even make one up. Unlike Clinton, Democrats have not been able to come up with even a shred of proof Trump was guilty of doing anything unethical, much less committing a crime. There were no incriminating documents found. There was not a single fact witness, and the transcript of the phone call in question was exculpatory. Worse still, one of the articles of impeachment seeks to overturn a presidential election because Trump did the most legal and American thing of all: he sought relief from the courts. History would not have looked kindly on removing Clinton from office, but history has validated the choice to impeach him. The abuse of stunning and brazen power utilized by Democrats to impeach Trump, however, will be a stain on the Democrat Party for generations. And in both cases, the bipartisan vote will be remembered by history as the correct one. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.